Hello, the Spike Minister Prophetess, the Finished Work of Christ, episode 52, episode 52. So we're going to a fundamental scripture from which we're gleaning all these truths, and that is 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. It says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain." And I always say, you have not believed in vain. "For I delivered unto you that which I also received, first of all," and this is the first of all of the gospel, the priority of the gospel we're talking about, "first of all, how that Christ died." First of all, what? How that Christ died. So that's what we've been looking at. And in looking at his death, we have to look at his crucifixion. But even before we could go into his crucifixion, we also had to go into Gethsemane. And now we are at the point where Judas has betrayed Christ and said that the person I kissed, that's the one you should apprehend. And they had come. So according to John 18 from verse 4, he said, "Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, went forth and said unto them," when he saw them with their weapons standing there and Judas, he said, "Whom seek ye?" Now, I just look at the way Jesus walked in his destiny. It's such a big difference between his dying, because his death, he was not squealing like a pig. Excuse my language. Have you seen the difference between the way the pig dies and the way the lamb dies? He was truly the Lamb of God. He went majestically, walked majestically into his destiny. He was not begging. He was not asking, "Please be gentle with me. Okay, you've got the wrong man." listen, be gentle with me. It was not anything like that. He didn't also go resigned, like, "Oh, I can't do anything, I just have to bed." No, he went majestically. Can you imagine? People are coming to look for you. "Hey, can you stand before armed robbers, armed to the teeth, and ask them, whom do ye seek? Whom seek ye?" But that was it. These people were holding weapons. Jesus walks to them and says, "Whom seek ye?" Majestically going into it, knowing that he is going for you. And do you know why? Because this was love. Love was oozing out of it. Love everywhere. This was the mind of love. He is standing there saying, "Whom seek ye?" Who are you looking for? And according to John 18, verse 5, and they answered him, "Jesus of Nazareth." And he just said, "We're looking for Jesus of Nazareth." He didn't say, "I don't know, go yonder, go up there, maybe he's there." Jesus saith unto them, "I am he." And Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with them. And as soon as he had said unto them, "I am he," they went backward and fell to the ground. Wow. When Jesus said, I am, you know, he said, "I am." That is the name of God. He was saying, "This is your blood covenant. All of you coming, and you, Judas, you have the sign of the covenant on you. You are circumcised. And you're coming for me. Don't you know that I'm the one who gave the covenant to you? I am your blood covenant." So he said, "I am that I am." And they all went backward and fell. They were slain in the spirit. The power of God. It was too much. He had prayed all night. No, the power was too much. And he said, I am that I am was speaking. And immediately the power of God came over them and they went backward and fell. But you see, these how daft can you be? Why don't you just run? But anyway, the Jesus had already been delivered into the hands of sinners. So it was going to certainly happen. And then when they fell to the ground, then they came again And then he asked them, so who are you looking for? They said, Jesus of Nazareth. Then Jesus said, I have told you that I'm he. If therefore you seek me, let these go their way. Oh, can you imagine? So let these go. It reminds me of Ghana had a president. He's now passed on. It was called Jerry John Rawlings, and they had a coup. A coup d'etat, and they were arrested, and they were being prosecuted, and they could die. I mean, it was an offense that could end the death penalty. And when they were trying them, and they were a group of people, Jerry John Rawlings told them that leave these ones alone. It is me. I am the one. You know, and he earned him a lot of love from everybody. It was so brave of him to have said that. Okay, so when Jesus said, let these ones go, I am the one you're looking for. Wow. Oh, love was at work. Love was working. And he had purpose. That was it. He had made his forehead like a flint. I am going and I'm going to accomplish it. Wow, when you have somebody who is so purposeful, it's beautiful. Love and purpose working together. My God, this is your life. This is your life. You're so blessed. Bye.